More Curtis, more Kubi. Connect on Facebook, Twitter, and on demand. All of it. WABCRadio.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
239. Interesting, because of the illnesses that I suffer from, colitis and ileitis, sometimes hitting at the same time, I go to a series of doctors. I was just at my favorite, Dr. Gil Lederman, the other day. He hooked me up. But I have about five other doctors that I see on a regular basis. And I got to tell you, Ron, the one thing I don't want to get involved with them is discussions about who I'm going to vote for. Because the moment I say I'm not voting for Hillary or Donald Trump, then they start weighing in, and it's just like too over the top.
I actually don't talk politics with my doctors at all, and I don't even know what my various doctors' politics happen to be. But apparently it matters more than I could have imagined. At least this is according to Dhruv Kular, who is, among other things, a writer for Slate and the New York Times. Sorry, folks. But he's a doctor at Massachusetts General. He's also a fellow at, like, Harvard Medical School. I know that's a point against him because all that education. But he's written a really interesting article for Slate about the way the political leanings of doctors may affect the type of treatment they give. Dhruv, are you with us?
I am. Great to be with you guys.
Well, you say that now. We could change your mind. So look, I would have always thought that doctors are just more politically liberal because, you know, they're scientists, and we know the Republicans like are sort of anti-science. But I'm wrong about that, right?
Well, you know, you would have been right in the 1990s. And so what we've seen is a really interesting transition over the last 20 years where upwards of 75% of political donations that doctors made in the 1990s went to Republicans. But as the Republican Party has become less science-oriented, maybe a little bit less intellectually oriented, we've seen a really strong transition to a much more even split between the parties. So doctors are now about 50-50 split between the Republican and the Democratic Party.
So roughly they mirror the population as a whole.
That's right. And you see really interesting demographic battle lines that we see all over the country. So men, higher paid specialists like surgeons, older doctors, white doctors, they're all more likely to be Republican. And at the same time, women, lower paid specialists, psychiatrists, infectious disease doctors, younger doctors, they all lean Democrat. So really interesting the way that it mirrors the rest of the country.
Well, Doc, it's interesting because I suffer incredible pains from colitis and ileitis. And when I'm going to my more conservative doctors, Republican doctors, they'll prescribe me oxycodone, you know, hillbilly heroin.
Love those doctors.
I go to the progressive liberal doctors, and they're saying, you know, according to the New York State medical marijuana laws, you could actually get edibles that might be beneficial to you in dealing with your pain management. Is that also reflected across the board in terms of therapies, whether it's holistic or traditional?
Well, it's tough. It's tough to say. You know, I think Democratic or more liberal doctors may be a little bit more supportive of things like medical marijuana, and Republican doctors less so. You know, the study that came out recently actually suggests that on most issues, doctors probably would not provide different types of care. But when we come to more politicized issues like marijuana or abortion or gun safety, that's where we start to see the difference between Democratic and Republican doctors.
Explain that. Gun safety, abortion, medical marijuana. What's the difference between Republican and Democratic physicians on that? I assume that Republican doctors are in favor of gun safety. Am I wrong?
That's true. So what this study at least suggests, so basically what the researchers did from Yale is that they gave Democratic and Republican doctors surveys, and they asked them on hypothetical patient scenarios how seriously they judge an issue to be and how they would go about caring for that patient. So what they found was on most issues like obesity or tobacco use, things that we don't think are political, there was really no difference. But when you come to issues like medical marijuana or smoking marijuana, Republican doctors think that this is a much bigger deal than Democratic doctors do. And so they would urge patients to stop smoking. They emphasize some of the legal risks of using the drug. Same thing when it comes to abortion. So Republican doctors would be more likely to discuss the mental health issues around abortion or discourage future abortions. What we see on the other hand for Democratic doctors is that they're much more likely to think that storing guns in the home is a safety issue, and they're more likely to encourage patients not to keep firearms in the home, whereas Republican doctors didn't really advocate for that.
Now, the primary issue I've always felt existed in the doctors, like they want to talk to me about it, is Obamacare, regardless of their party affiliation. We saw the first question in Sunday night's debate in St. Louis was about Obamacare. Yet to find a doctor happy with it. Even those that voted for Barack Obama or are very liberal or progressive, they always have their problems with it, like Hillary and Bill Clinton have recently announced how they're not all on board with Obamacare. Do you find that's when all of a sudden liberal and progressive doctors seem to morph more over to the Republican conservative doctors in not being supportive of Obamacare?
Well, I think as we were talking about earlier, there is a pretty big partisan divide even within doctors. And so, you know, some of my colleagues actually are supportive of Obamacare. Other ones aren't. I think what most doctors are annoyed by is greater regulation or greater government intervention in the ways that they're judged and the ways that they are performing their duties in the clinic. And so I think all doctors kind of chafe against that. But I do think a lot of doctors are supportive of, for instance, more patients having health insurance, whether that's through Medicaid or through the exchanges. Now, certainly, I think people think that there's a lot of issues with Obamacare and it needs to be fixed. But I wouldn't say that all doctors kind of lean one way or another.
All right. Well, I sort of get the idea that Republican doctors are less supportive of abortion than Democratic OBGYNs.
Sure.
But you raise a question that I think is more pervasive, and if I can use a Trumpian word, sinister. I mean, to what extent do we know whether political affiliation affects the way doctors talk to their patients about end-of-life issues or caring for the LGBTQ community and other kinds of issues that have become highly politicized over the past 10 years? Do we have any idea how biases affect treatment there?
You know, that's a great question. I think that's really the deeper
question. Well, you were the one who asked it, so I'm just repeating it back to you. So, yeah.
That's why I think it's a great question.
Yeah, okay, good.
So we don't really know, you know, how extensive these treatment biases are. They've only tested a very few number of scenarios, the abortion, marijuana, and gun control. And so we don't know if doctors are more or less likely to advocate for certain things for undocumented immigrants or LGBT community. We know that on the outside of the hospital or the clinic, they are in favor of this or that. But does that affect the way that they care for patients? It's not clear. And so I think we need a lot more research in this area before we make any broad-scale conclusions.
Now, finally, doctor, this is help that you can give for me personally. Recently, I suffered a major concussion in a car accident in a cab. And I was recommended to four different neurologists, and it was on the left side of my head, just throbbing migraines constantly. So I opted to go to a progressive liberal doctor because I felt they were much better at dealing with a left side of the brain issue than a right side of the brain issue. I obviously got a remedy for that. Was I correct in posturing that based on his politics?
Well, we need a lot more research into that as well. But
well, it worked for me, Doc.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually do have one final question for you, and I'm not asking you to diagnose, and if you don't feel comfortable answering it, by all means don't, because I know that especially in the political world, there's all kinds of restrictions that have been placed on professionals opining, especially about patients they haven't actually examined. But do you have any idea why Donald Trump keeps sniffling all the time?
You know, I don't, and your guess is as good as mine. So I noticed that as well at the first two debates, but I have no idea why he's doing that.
Do you think it's medical or technological?
I honestly, I have no idea. You know, I haven't examined him and haven't seen him, but it could be either. You know, it's tough to say.
All right, Doc. Hey, look, thank you very much. The article is in Slate. Your doctor's party shouldn't matter. It's under medical examiner, and that was Dhruv Kular.
Ron, and even a trained professional doctor who has credentials as he does not have any idea why Donald Trump is only caught sniffling at the presidential debates with Hillary.
With all due respect, Curtis, I think that even a very professionally trained, really smart doctor like Dr. Kular is saying he doesn't have
opinion. That's why it's our signature issue here on the Curtis and Kubi show.
Somewhere he probably has discussed this with an otolaryngologist. I'm sure doctors...
with the left side of his brain or the right side of his brain? Anyway, our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. But let's get a little traffic and transit courtesy up.